The Podbot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
Other individuals perceive that the assigned gender is of the opposite sex as the one in which they identify as gendered. Transgender men, for instance, while assigned the gender of female at birth, feel so strongly emotionally and psychologically connected with forms of masculinity in society that they identify as men. For those whose gender identity or expression differs from the gender assigned to them at birth, exploring their identities may be harder due to such expectations, and because of misunderstandings and discrimination by others. Children who perceive that their gender identity is different than the assigned sex at birth can feel increased social anxiety, as they wish to be similar to their peers, but they recognize that they do not feel the same. For example, men who feel that they cannot express emotion due to the gendered expectation that they must be strong and stoic, may experience mental health disorders or engage in violence. Tragically, around the world, individuals who fail to conform to gender expectations placed upon them by their communities can face violence, discrimination, and reprisals. Gender inequity is universal, typically spoken about in terms of restrictions placed on women and girls. The extent of such inequality is varied, and is usually the result of gender roles and stereotypes. Gender is also socially and legally defined by being girl or boy, male or female. Gender refers to characteristics that are socially constructed about women, men, girls, and boys. The term sex should encompass the actual or perceived gender, gender identity, and expression, including the person's actual or perceived self-image, physical appearance, behavior, expression, or other characteristics associated with sex, irrespective of sex assigned to the individual at birth. The term gender shall include actual or perceived sex, gender identity, and gender expression, including a person's actual or perceived gender-related self-image, appearance, behavior, expression, or other gender-related characteristic, regardless of the sex assigned to that person at birth. Among others, androgynous, gender diverse, gender expansive, gender fluid, agender, largender, gender queer, pangender, MTF and FTM are also numerous. Words that can be used to describe a person's gender expression may be masculine, feminine, androgynous, and so on. Terms related to gender expression include, but are not limited to, androgynous, butch, femme, female, feminine, femme, gender non-conforming, man, man, masculine, or non-binary. Transgender, or transgender, is the inclusive term for individuals who have gender identities that differ from their assigned sex at birth. Gender identity refers to an individual's internal, personal experience with sex, which may or may not match the sex they were assigned at birth. A homosexual is a person attracted to persons of his or her own gender, a term commonly used to describe men who are attracted to other men. Many people who are polysexual describe themselves as attracted to people on the basis of their personalities rather than gender. In particular, pansexuals are attracted to people who are not just men and women, but also those who have different sexualities and gender identities. For instance, pansexuals might be attracted to someone who might identify as transsexual or intersex. Similarly, someone who identifies as an omnisexual can be attracted to anyone, regardless of gender identity or gender expression. In its most basic sense, being pansexual means an individual is physically, emotionally, and/or romantically attracted to one person, no matter the other person's gender identity and/or sexuality. In other words, the key difference between pansexuality and polysexuality is that polysexuals are interested in and attracted to a variety of sexes, but not necessarily all. While the two do not exactly mean the same thing, some people identify with both terms and identify themselves as bisexual as well as pansexual. Similar to both asexual and pansexual individuals, a demisexual person can be any gender, and the person to whom they are attracted after feeling an emotional connection is unrelated to the term. Others use the term omni, or pansexual, to indicate that they are attracted to people of many genders, identities, and expressions. Regardless, people in transition might consider their gender identity as male or female, or they might have a variety of preferences and words for describing themselves. Those who are sexually fluid may have more attraction for one sex than the other, but are definitely not limited by it in any way. For example, a person who identifies as bisexual is not necessarily attracted to people of every sex. A person may feel sexually attracted to a gender, but dislike how relationships with that gender go down, or may enjoy relationship dynamics with a particular gender, but dislike engaging in sexual acts with that gender. Or, they may feel sexually attracted to both genders, but have intercourse only with one. Some kids' gender identities stay consistent throughout life, whereas others might switch back and forth between identifying as either a boy or a girl, or even adopt different gender identities at different times. There are a lot of differences among individuals, which is why bisexuality is just a blanket term. Gender refers to a continuum of complex psychosocial self-perceptions, attitudes, and expectations that individuals hold of members of either gender. Gender includes gender roles, which are expectations that societies and individuals hold of behaviors, thoughts, and characteristics associated with a person's assigned gender. Gender equality is when men, women, and people who identify as another sex share equal opportunities, rights, and responsibilities. All people deserve to be treated equally by the law, regardless of gender identity or sexual orientation.
Thank you all for joining us again on Podka. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.